Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, everyone. What up? This is Eve of War Radio. This is the Bladed Razor.
Yeah, that's right. This cut goes out to all y'all that's been missing us for mad years. One love, yo. Yeah, that's right. He's got game. PE 1998.
If man is the father, the sun is the center of the earth. In the middle of the universe, then why is this verse coming 6 times rehearsed? Don't freestyle much, but I write them like such.
Word.
Amongst the fiends controlled by the screens, what does it all mean, all this shit I'm seeing? Human beings screaming vocal javelin, line of a local nigga unraveling.
Uh-huh.
My wandering got my ass wondering, where Christ is in all this crisis? Hating Satan never knew what nice is. Check the papers, well I bet on ISIS. More than your eye can see and ears can hear. Year by year all the sense disappears. Nonsense perseveres, prayers laced with fear. Beware, 2 triple O
in my knee. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but fuck the game if it ain't saying nothing.
Damn, was it something I said? Pretend you don't see, so you turn your head. Race scared of his shadow, does it matter? Sort of reparations, got a plan with the population.
Well, or a lot of bit. I was hoping we could get it so it's just lightly in the background. There we go, sort of. Turn it up just one more notch. We'll let that song play out when the show started. So, thank you everybody for joining us. This is Eve of War Radio, and you're talking with the Bladed Razor. And yes, I know it's a ridiculous name. It's a long story, don't worry about it. So, sorry I'm a little out of it trying to get into it. But hope everyone's having a good evening or morning or afternoon, depending on where the hell you're listening from. And I would like to just go ahead and thank everybody who's emailed. I really appreciate it. We've had some good people. Anyway, you don't want to hear about emails. Let me go ahead and stop music. Seems like it was getting louder by itself. So anyway, tonight, as usual, we're just going to kind of talk about anything. Obviously, one major thing that's going on, regarding sports at least, is the NBA free agency. So I thought that would be something cool we could talk about. First of all, I think a pretty cool dynamic that's kind of starting here in the NBA is big market teams are not automatically pulling the big names, which I think is really refreshing. It kind of really helps diversify the talent and the power teams in the league, and helps balance everything out, which is cool, seeing a guy like Greg Monroe going to the Bucks. Now, granted, the Bucks made the playoffs, but, and they're building and they're getting Jabari Parker back. But they're not really a team that anyone really takes too seriously. But adding Greg Monroe, he's not a defensive big man, but he can definitely score. He can still grab rebounds. And if the Bucks are really lacking anything, it was definitely offensive scoring. So I think that was a key pickup for them. And I think they're going to be a really exciting team to watch in the next couple of years. They have a couple young players. You know, Jason Kidd has definitely shown that he's been able to make those guys play for him. And, yeah, it's a nice – they got a nice squad going on over there in Milwaukee, that's for sure. And they got the new uniforms. If you haven't seen them, you should check them out online. They're pretty cool. I'm glad they didn't completely change and didn't, you know, kind of get all new and flashy and all that kind of crap. They kind of went a little old school, which was pretty cool. I think I'm going to definitely have to go get that Jabari jersey or Adekumpo, or maybe even, I don't know. Monroe is going to be too hard to wear just because my team got snubbed by him. Speaking of my team, we might as well get into that, which has been really rough. But before we do that, if you got some smoke, go ahead and light it up. So give me like 10 seconds here. Oh, that's nice. So, wow, powerful piss. If you're from the East Coast, you know what that means. If you're from anywhere else, you may also know what it means. Anyway, so as I was saying, I'm going to really try to hold it together tonight. We'll see how that works out. But, you know, we'll see. We'll damn Blaze. We'll try to keep this rolling. So anyway, as I was saying, my team, the Knicks, I know, you don't have to say it, I know. They didn't really do much since free agency started. And honestly, as a fan of the Knicks, I'm not even as upset. What the hell? Sorry, everybody. Damn. I just found a nasty spiderweb in my studio. That sucks. That's a fucking bug out, yo. What the hell? Yeah, it's pretty gross. Anyway, wow. We are not holding it together here, that's for sure. So we were trying to talk about the Knicks. So I'm going to tell you what the most frustrating part about it is. And you can let me know if you agree or disagree. So everybody got all excited because Phil Jackson got signed to the Knicks. Or hired, I should say. And he comes in and he's preaching all this win now bullshit. Win now. We're going to fucking get rid of players. We're going to fucking get all kinds of cap space. And then we're going to go ahead and sign all these free agents. Now, this is the thing. It's not so much that I mind that we didn't get these free agents. It's that he came in preaching the win now. And who does he draft? I don't mind the kid. But he ends up drafting the one top 10 player that everybody agreed is at least a 2 to 3 year project before he could become a solid player in the NBA. So if Phil Jackson is going to come in and say they're going to win now, there were other players he could have drafted who were more ready now in, you know, the upcoming year after. So I feel duped. I was never very excited about him. Anyway. But I just don't like being lied to. Which is exactly how I feel. If you're going to preach win now, then do it. Then just go after the win now. Draft the NBA ready player to go right now. Go ahead and do what you got to do. Get LaMarcus on. Get Greg Monroe. I mean, I'm not necessarily saying get all of them, but and it's not over yet. But so far, it's Aaron Aflalo, and it looks like Brook Lopez, but only if DeAndre Jordan chooses to go elsewhere and not go with the Knicks. So that's kind of a crappy situation anyway, because, you know, we don't have enough, clearly, to offer these guys. And I'm not necessarily saying financially, just in general, to just come. You know? Well, guys, this is what's going to happen tonight. So we're going to go for 1 minute, and then we're going to call it a day. Because my level of Your Highness has reached a level that makes this unmanageable. Oh, that reminds me of that shit from that movie. Shit. Oh, dude, where's my car? When they're in the French dude's jail. And, I was trying to remember what the word was that they're making fun of me for saying. Honorable. What? Honorable. Have you seen the movie? You know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, I sound like a jackass, but I guess either way, whether you've seen it or not seen it, I'm still like that of what you said. And, you know, yesterday was all right. Yesterday, it was pretty... yesterday was pretty warm outside. So today, actually, it's really gotten kind of hot, really. Which sucks, but it's all right, you know. It's not the best situation, but, you know, it works for what it is. And we're going to play a little song in the background. Whoa. Damn, that was loud. Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to do that. I thought I was going to come in lower than that. So I just lowered it, as you know, because you have gears for yourself. So I don't need to tell you that, because you know already that. And so my board says NBA, UFC, comedians, movies, entertainment, anything. And then when you read it, I keep getting this message that's telling me that because they're not going to be able to, so I was like, why is happening right now? So I spit a flow. Yeah, forget it. I don't want to do it. No. What do you... Hold on, guys. Hold on. What do you mean? I don't have to go to bed. I'm doing my podcast. Yeah, right now. Right now, my podcast is live. Yes. I'll be quieter. I didn't know you could hear me. I know you have to get up. I know. I know you have to be up early. Keep telling you, I'm sorry. I know. I understand that. Really? So you're not... come on. So you're not going to give me a blowjob for a whole week. God. That's really, really not fair. What? Come on. You don't understand. When I'm in here, this is my room. So you don't come in here and tell me that I can't do my podcast. I know I was trying to say I understand, or there's no way I'm keeping you up. I'm not being loud. I promise. Okay. Whatever. All right, guys, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to go. We're having some little bit of a problem here. So I got to run. Good night.